Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to episode number 467. Today, we're going to talk about the best real estate software for agents in 2025, or otherwise known as Jonathan Dinwood talking about software for real estate agents he thinks are going to be helpful, and me taking pot shots.
Well, I found some new stuff to talk about. You get a bit humpty if we repeat ourselves too much, so I found some new stuff.
He did. He did find some new stuff. He found seven things I've never even heard of. So it's going to be really fun today. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff that nobody's heard of, because if I haven't heard of it, I almost can guarantee you that a lot of our audience hasn't heard of it either. But before we get started, before we get the show going, before we throw some coal in the fire, John, tell everybody who you are and why they should listen to you.
Thanks, Robert. I'm the joint founder of mel-right.com. We are CRM, a lead generation platform, and much more, with a starting price of $49 a month. If you pay month to month, it's just fantastic value. Over to you, Rob.
Beautiful. My name is Robert Newman. I'm the founder of Inbound REM. I've been doing online marketing consulting with real estate agents for 16 years, and I've built out sales teams and built my own company, Inbound REM, with people. And what we do is we educate agents, we do SEO, we build real estate websites. Effectively, if you want to know about online marketing of the organic style, the inbound style, you go to my website, inboundrem.com, and you check us out. And inbound marketing is all about giving away a lot of stuff for free. So go there, get all the information that you need and how to build your business using online tools. All right, without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this list. The first one, which has got to be one of the most interesting names for service that I've ever heard, is Coffee and Contracts, which is an interesting, really interesting name. And it's got marketing templates. So, John, why don't you dive into this for us and tell us why this made your list?
Well, its founder, Hayley Ingram. I wonder if she's related to the founder of Ingram, though. I did some research on that. I couldn't find a definite answer on that particular question. Basically, they supply all kind of leaflets and digital content that you can use on social media, on your website, flyers. They provide it through a membership website. They're using WordPress, and they have a library of content. In some ways, it's got some similarities to MailRight, because that's a side that we've built out more ourselves. Mm-hmm. And everything is editable in Canva. Most of what they supply is editable in Canva. And it starts at $74 if you're a single agent, and if you're teams, it goes down to about $54 a month. And yeah, it looks okay to me. It's something that I plan to expand the MailRight as well, but we have recently expanded that side of our offering as well.
Very cool. Well,
so what do you reckon? I'm
looking at their SEO analytics, which are mediocre. But they do have some traffic coming into their homepage off a lot of interesting keywords, over 1,000 of them to be specific. And a lot of them have to do with marketing for real estate, which is how you probably found them, because they're number 5 for that keyword. So this is...
No, I didn't actually. I just looked at my list of resources that I check over for ideas, and one of my online resources had written an article, and they were listed in the article.
Got you. Okay. Well, for marketing for real estate, they come up number 4, actually, above the close. Housing Wire and Luxury Presence are doing slightly better for those keywords. And that's it. Those are the big companies doing slightly better for those keywords. Reddit and Rock Content. In any way, What do I think? I think that I think that there's a lot that's already out there with AI that's going to make this obsolete fairly quickly. But I think that if you're a beginning marketer who doesn't want to spend any money on a service like Fiverr, or you want to have a Fiverr agent use a very specific type of like workflow, coffee and contracts could have a place inside your marketing. I like the pricing, that's for sure. I like the idea of having a place to go that's going to give you a lot of ideas because it's templates. And I think that's probably the important part of template providers these days, is to give people ideas to start off their marketing process. And if that's what you're looking for, then I do think that this website has a few hundred ideas. And if it's worth $74 a month for those ideas, then it's a great deal.
I see where she's coming from, though, because obviously I'm in this business myself. But I think, you know, somebody that can't afford a company like yours, Robert, but who is okay in using Canva and has some computer skills, and it's got the great reassurance that you're not using copyright, other people's copyright materials, because there's a lot of people that get in problems when they're using imaging or materials that you don't have the commercial copyright to reuse. Sure. And you can get into a real mess really quickly. And there's a set of companies, and their business model is to sue people or ask, send threatening letters and ask for, you know, not enormous sums of money, but thousands of dollars because you use their image or something. And is the ease of use as well. So, for the price, for what it gets, I can, and if you go to the website, it is really aimed at the female agent in the style of the website and the copy and their pitch, basically.
Copy you. I think that for most services, including this one, if somebody built it, they probably had an agent archetype in their mind when they built it. And I feel like that's probably the case here too. And I'm certainly thinking that there's an agent of a certain place in their career, or maybe a part-time agent, at where this service would be really useful and for a very long period of time. So Coffee and Contracts, I love the name. That I will tell you over and over again. It's really unusual, and it's certainly memorable, and it got them to be number four for a major keyword, which is not easy to do, and they're only a four-year-old company. So they've got something going on there. Check them out, everybody. All right, number two on the list, Agent Crate. Why don't you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah, looked over their website, looked at some demos on YouTube and that. They've expanded. They provide a social media calendar, so does MailRite.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they've got a service where they actually post for you using their social media calendar. MailRite does that as well, additional service. But they've expanded into the same area as Coffee and Contracts. And also they're providing websites, which is what MailRite does. We provide a list of templated WordPress-based websites using Gutenberg technology.
Mm-hmm.
They're using their own proprietary software. I put the wrong price on the list. That was on, it actually starts at $89. But they've expanded. One of the things that I noticed, I did do a search on their website to confirm this, but it didn't come up with any useful information, is they provide content, but they provide their own editor. It's not linked to Canva like Coffee and Contracts. And that can be a drawback, because some of the reviews that I watched, they were having problems in actually customizing the content that they provide. because there were some browser conflicts. But the last review that I watched was about 6 months ago, so they could have fixed that problem. But it's they provide an editor themselves. So it's a bigger library of content. Plus, they've got this scheduler, this social media scheduler. So they're offering more functionality than Coffee and Contracts. But the name isn't so good, is it? That's what really matters, if you've got the name, doesn't it?
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
You should have laughed more on that one. That was a good one.
Okay, well.
Well, it's yours, because you've not been well, have you? You've not been well, so.
I've not been well. Listen, there is no doubt that there is a deep need inside the real estate space for social media, like social media tools. And of all the service-based professions that are out there, one of the service-based professions that gets the most value out of social media is absolutely real estate agents. There's no doubt. And all the controversy as it relates to real estate, whether the market's heating up or slowing down, plays well into social media feeds. Like, you can really leverage that, which makes these auto-posting tools really interesting to look at. I've been looking at a service called Hero Post lately. They've been through many phases of development, but they're the only social media service that seems to have their eye on trying to actually post to just about every popular platform at the same time. And that's what I'm interested in personally. I want to be able to...
All right does that. Yeah.
But no, I got it. Like, because I'm talking about Reddit, LinkedIn.
We just concentrate on the ones that are relevant to real estate agents. But they say they've got 20,000 agents on their website, trusted by over 20,000.
Are you talking about Agent Crate?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I'm looking in here trying to figure out what platform.
Well, that's what they're saying on their homepage, trusted by over 20,000 agents.
Yeah. This is a very hard tool to develop. So now I'm going to, and John, you've developed one. So one of the things that, and I don't know how you cracked the metric for Instagram. You cracked it though, right?
Well, linking it to Instagram.
Not linking, posting, because they update their actual core tool and they break code for auto posting services. And then you have to go in and basically reactivate your token like every 15 to 20 days with Instagram. We have never figured out a crack for that. It just always breaks. All the automated tools break with Instagram. Did you solve for that?
No, we haven't. You have to go in and we can't do the impossible. And I doubt if these people have done it as well.
Okay. All right.
I'd be very surprised, because all these social media, our one works for Facebook, Instagram, but you are correct. You have to go in and reconnect. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we haven't figured it out either, John.
I don't think you can.
Like, if anybody ever does figure it out, I think that they're going to make a lot of money. So what?
I don't think it's working it out. I think it's more to do Instagram. It doesn't want to bar these automation tools, these schedulers, but it doesn't want to encourage them too much either.
I agree with that. I agree with that assessment. Anyway, so that leaves interesting ideas. But ladies and gentlemen, if you have a really good assistant and you have a strong person handling your social, I think that something like Agent Crate will automatically post your content is probably really cool. And I love the price. The price at $39 is really, really, really
sure. I was wrong on that. I was taking that from a couple online resources, but when I checked the website, it starts, they've got about three to four different plans.
Uh-huh.
And the basic plan seems to start at 89, but I might be wrong. But I did check over the website, and the cheapest price I could find started at $89.
Copy you. All right. Well,
but I could be wrong. It could be 39, because there's a big difference between 39 and 89, isn't it?
Very, very, very big difference. Well, okay. Copy.
I presume the 39 is like with our mail right system. We provide the calendar and the functionality, but you have to do the posting, set up the posts, and you can store them in a library so you can reuse them.
Mm-hmm.
But we offer an additional service where we will post for you. But they seem to be offering that at $199 per month.
Yeah.
And that's similar price to what we charge. So I presume the 89 is for the self-service.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm presuming.
And those prices start to get into the realm of prices that I've looked at with HeroPost and you know, Hootsuite and all the rest. And what I'm interested in, basically, which HeroPost comes the closest to, is an automated social calendar function that literally breaks into every single major platform, Pinterest, all of them, like 15 to 20 all at once, so that you can go to one social calendar and push content everywhere that is relevant. Now, what's relevant for SEO and what's relevant for a real estate agent who's not doing SEO are two different things entirely. That's where John and I are coming at this at cross purposes, because I look at all the platforms that allow you to read content. That's like Reddit, you know, and John is looking at places where you want to post for branding and things like that. And that is more like Facebook and Instagram. So it,
thanks for saying that, because I was a bit puzzled, but now I totally understand. So thanks.
Okay, so number three, catalyze AI, predictive analytics. I've never even heard of these guys, John.
No,
so, please.
What the list that I watched an interview from one of their co-founders, Ryan Foltz, Foltz.
Uh-huh.
And it seems interesting. The price I found, it's $1,400 for the year. I have no idea if it works, but this idea of using AI to monitor, I presume it works with certain CRMs, and it monitors changes that might be occurring in the people in your CRM, and then it notifies, like when somebody dies, yeah, that's a big event, or the you know, other life events, and then it notifies you. I follow the logic, and it, in a way, I see it's an interesting way that how AI could actually help a real estate professional. I don't know if this particular setup actually works, because I did a bit of research on them, and I listened to interview by one of the joint founders about a year ago. But I can't really say if it actually worked. I did do a search trying to find reviews, and I couldn't really find that much, to be honest with you, Robert.
I got you.
It is interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm doing some very, very basic research right now. Okay. And so the guy that they've got on their, the real estate professional that they have on their actual website is deep into AI. He's got a website built on AI. He's doing a lot of coaching having to do with AI. He's using a lot of AI. So it doesn't surprise me that he is really building, and he's building all his websites using AI, and all these things look relevant. If he found a tool, and what this tool is saying that they're doing is using AI to identify when properties are being inherited, which is a thing that you could track. You could do that, John.
Yeah.
You could do that in an automated way if you built out the AI the right way.
One thing I found a little bit, I won't say disturbing, but put me off a little bit. When you go to their website, you click prices, it takes you to a totally different website. So when they click, so if you go to their website and you click the price button, it's taken to, I presume it's their parent company, and this seems to be just a division of another parent of the main company.
Like I said, when you can create anything you want with AI and do it in a click of a few buttons, including websites, John, I think you get weird shit like this, and I don't think it inspires trust at all.
It didn't with me. So you agree? I thought it was a bit odd.
So Wealthfeed, the primary company that we're talking about right here, Wealthfeed, is a okay, a money in motion event. So Wealthfeed is basically like a data analytics company that tracks individuals and people, and it's mostly for really, really high-end real estate markets like California, where your average sales price, like tracking an individual, let's say my neighbor here, who bought a home like literally 40 years ago for $50,000, but when they die, it's going to be a $1 million transaction. So does it make sense to track that kind of client in that kind of area? And the answer is it does, if you can do it cheaply. This tool, Wealthfeed, is $13.99 per year. But it only gives you 1,000 monitored contacts, which is crazy. What the AI tool seems to be doing is proactively looking for, like events inside a zip code. Now, if it works as it's advertised, that could be really productive. But if you're only doing a zip code that, let's say, has 1,000 people, how many wealth events would there be in a year? Probably like 2. So you better have a conversion when you call them. Like, and you're paying $13.99 for like a zip code per year. It's not an enormous price for most lead generation, but considering the fact that you are passively sitting there and waiting for somebody to essentially die. I don't know, John. I would say everybody who's listening to the podcast, I would say, do your own research and take it with a grain of salt. I like the idea. I don't know that it's ready for prime time, as I feel about a lot of things that we see and get pitched as it relates to AI. We're going to go to our break. We're going to be right back. And when we come back, John is going to walk us through the rest of the list. For those of you that like a cheat code, we're going to be talking about virtual staging, property showings, and a little bit of coaching and goal setting. And we're hoping that we're going to give you some great ideas. And John has once again put together the list and done the grunt work. So if you like what you've heard, you like what you've seen, make sure that you message John. What email are we using for you these days?
Oh, it's Jonathan, J-O-N-T-H-A-N, @mail-right.com.
Make sure you email John there, especially if you have something that you'd like to see him work on for us as a team. We would love to hear your thoughts about, like, do you want us to deep dive into something that you're curious about? Let us know. We'll do, as long as it's related to real estate marketing, we'll do it. All right. Without any further ado, we'll be right back.
Do you want quality leads from homeowners and buyers right in your own neighborhood? Then you need MailRight. It is a powerful but easy to use online marketing system that uses Facebook to generate real estate leads at a fraction of the cost you'd pay from our competition. We stand behind our work with a no question asked 30-day money back guarantee. So don't delay. Get started today. Go to mail-right.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's episode number 467. John and I are talking about the best real estate software. And I think that my opinion, John, please forgive me. I don't know that the title best real estate software, but I think interesting real estate software for agents. And
I was pushing it a little bit. I'm just trying to become more enthusiastic like you.
Yeah. I think interesting is a really good way.
Well, that's what I would have said a year ago, but I'm becoming more American. I think you're rubbing off on me, Rob. I think in the last couple of years, I've become a much more effective marketer than I used to be.
I think that's true. I've seen a lot of improvements in a lot of your marketing. You're doing a lot of really cool things. And if I'm not mistaken, since I think I'm still connected to the MailRite calendar, I feel like you've been seeing results. I see a lot more calls in your calendar these days from real estate people. Is that?
Yeah, I think the other business is doing, I had a very good year last year. The MailRite thing, it's going the right direction. It's been very painful, but I don't think until recently I had any real idea of market fit, really. So that's a bit of a problem. But I think it's much better now. Beautiful. Shall we go on to the next thing?
Dialed on, man. I'm looking at it. Hit me with it. I mean, I've never even heard of this again. And here's the opening line.
I thought you would like this one because you've mentioned about virtual staging a couple of times in previous episodes recently, haven't you?
Yeah. Empowering MLSs to remain central to agents and brokerages, proactively reduce mediations, unlock new revenue, enrich listing data.
Can I tell you what I didn't like about this?
Yeah, please.
I like the concept, but if you look a bit further on the website, Rob, you realize they've gone into a bit of everything, which I know it's hilarious because that's what MailRite does. But I think if you scroll down, they can make a website for you. They can do video content for you. They can do this. They can do that. They can do the other. And that kind of put me off a little bit because I actually want them to concentrate on the virtual staging thing. If you understand, can you understand my logic there a little bit?
Yep. Well, I only see one name associated with this guy by the name of Todd Carpenter. And as with so many other people, he appears to be a real estate agent turned tech entrepreneur. I love it when real estate agents do attempt to provide stuff that they feel like they see the profession and they need. But most real estate agents have never really run a business. And this website, for sure, the style.odd website, like it's lacking any kind of depth to it. I'm still looking at it going, I think I understand what they do.
I should have kept my mouth shut because I jumped in, but we are all on the same prayer sheet in this episode. I think there's a lot of agreement. Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, we got the same impression, haven't we?
So StyleDodd also links to another website called reimaginehome.ai, which is virtual staging, empire space, redesigned furnished rooms, landscaping. It's a big, much bigger, much more in-depth website than StyleDodd is. And it's got all sorts of stuff here. It's got pricing. It's got resources. I understand what it does. It ranges from $14 to $99 a month. And it's at the bottom of the site, like that, where when you click on AI solutions. But it only takes you to a single place. The S implies that it's going to give you more than one service. It doesn't. It would appear to me that StyleDodd is serviced almost entirely by this reimaginehome.ai. And this is once again another one of these guys that seems to be able to build a website using AI in like a heartbeat and then just links to a better website that actually has YouTube videos and you know what they're doing. I don't know. That's my 10 cents, 20 cents, a dollar's worth.
Alan, shall we go to the next one, dude?
Sure. So show me. Okay. Show me property showings. Let's talk about that.
I don't want to influence you really because I've got some strong feelings about this.
You want me to go first?
Well, give me what your impression is of it first.
Well, I'll say this. This is very different than all the other services that so far that you put up here. So number one, the website is deep. It has 30, 40 pages connected to it. So there's a lot of information here. And I, once again, haven't heard of these guys. So what I am noticing is that it seems to be a showing agent website where you can get agents to show your property. That seems to be what it is. Okay. Our paper showing system makes it easy to pay for completed requests. And then you put in price per showing, a tip. I would say, here's what my thought is, John, as a professional salesperson. I could see maybe a very, 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 very set kind of professional actually getting value out of this. And it would have to be somebody super specific, because in general, you know, we've got all these people basically trying to take the salesperson out of the sales process. And I've never understood it. I never will. The idea behind sales, man, is you put me in front of a customer and I'm going to sell them. I'm going to build the relationship up and I'm going to sell them. This is literally saying, hey, I want you to go show my inventory, but there's going to be no salesperson. And it's the same thing as like with certain car dealerships. You name your price, you set your price, buy through an app, blah, blah, blah. Take the salesperson out of the process so that the consumer theoretically doesn't have a bad experience, right? What a terrible idea.
Yeah, well, I'm saying, the founder is Matthew Kuchar, K-U-C-H-A-R.
Okay.
Whoever does his online market, they know what they're doing. If you go on YouTube, you go online, they have done a blitz of videos. You try and find a third-party review, good luck to you, because they've pushed any negative review with their own stuff. So who's ever doing his YouTube or his social media marketing, they know what they're doing. I think the idea is terrible myself. It's basically they've got their internal review. You get points if you do a good showing. I know a lot of agents, when the money's coming in, they don't want to do showings. They think, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I just think the whole thing is a terrible idea. I just think it's shocking. I think it's shocking that he might be getting traction, you know. A couple of YouTube reviews, they were sponsoring a couple of major influencers. One guy based in Miami, a top producer. He was saying great things about it. I just think it, like you, it's just a terrible idea. But who do I know? What do I know, Robert?
I think that there are, like, listen, he's been a real estate person for a lot of years. Okay. And he has been since 2010. And his founding story for this service is being on the ski slopes and somebody calling him to do a showing the next day and being forced into a decision to alter or adjust his vacation based on the fact that he had to show a property. And in that one very specific situation, I agree 1,000%. You can have somebody step into you for part time because he was calling team members in his brokerage to go show a property. I don't disagree with that story. And I think that there is a very specific niche that this could theoretically fill. Is it a big niche? Is it consistent? Is it running in line with where technology is going? No, it's not. But could it serve a need in a very specific set of circumstances? Yes. Might it, for all you and I both know, might this be one of the more exciting like startups? Because it's been around for 8 years. Yeah. It's totally possible, I suppose. All right. We're down to the bottom of the list now. This is number 6, the last thing on the list. It's called agently.com. It's the only thing that I'd heard of on the entire list, really, that I'd actually seen stumbled upon.
I think, I found stuff that Robert Newman doesn't know much about. I think that is a 5-star compliment, actually.
It is. It really is. So tell us a little bit about what you thought about Agently.
I don't get it. Honestly, don't get it. It starts at $39 to $459. I think a lot of coaching platform, I understand it. They are like the Buffini. I think they're very credible. I think Tom has credibility. I think there are mentorship coaching organizations and individuals that can make a difference. I think a lot of it is mediocre though, in my opinion. Please don't send the poison emails. Send it to Robert. Robert knows how to deal with them. I don't get it. I just don't get it. But what do you think?
I think that understanding sales at a brute force level, listen, this is basically somebody who's taken the idea of train them in classes, train them in masses, kick them in the asses, and turned it into like a today's age service. And what it effectively comes down to is the numbers for real estate are absolutely staggeringly ridiculous. Just in the last 3 months, we've lost 300,000 licensed agents. But that means that there were 300,000 agents out there, John, that were barely maintaining their license to start with. The numbers that I'm seeing for quote-unquote professional real estate agents in 2024 is dumb. I heard an actual quoted figure that says 85% of agents with a license sold zero properties in 2024. If that number is true, which I'm not saying that it is, but if that data was actually accurate, that would mean that if you put 10 agents in a room, something like 7 or 8 of them didn't do squat for an entire year. If that's true, there's an epidemic of a lack of sales understanding, basic sales understanding, because I hate to say this, John, but I don't care who you are. You can be a bad salesperson. If you went out every single day and knocked on doors every single day, I guarantee you that even a bad salesperson would stumble into a deal eventually, because somebody would say, you know, I'm glad you're here at my door. My parents just died and I now own this house and I have some questions. Like, there's no way that you wouldn't eventually stumble into a deal. But why do we not do that? Because people really, like, people who get real estate licenses for whatever reason have zero understanding of how sales actually works. And when that is the case, and they don't have $600 to $1,000 a month to pay Tom Ferry or Mike Ferry or whoever, yeah, a service like Agently might be good. Digital assistance where you can coach online, tell them what to do, tell them maybe what to do in groups and classes. Well,
I totally, you've put it really well. The only thing I would say is this is why it's important when you're starting your career to choose the right brokerage. Choose a brokerage that cares something about their agents, that will put you under their wing, will provide good training, a principal. There are too many brokerages, especially digital, I won't name names, and it's not only digital agents, brokerages, but this applies to the more brick and mortar, larger ones. Kelly Williams, it depends on the region, but I think they still believe in training. I think it's really finding the right broker, and too many brokerages don't have the right attitude, in my opinion.
I agree. Listen, at the end of the day, like the best real estate sales operations are still manned and helmed by old school salespeople like me that understand that sales is a numbers game, that you got to get on the phone, knock on a door, do something. Marketing, which is what John and I do, is a great way to apply maybe a few years into your career. And if you can find something like John where it's inexpensive and you can learn, then, you know, by all means, do it sooner.
Well, it's become harder, isn't it? Because just ringing up, you know, if it's not on my contact list and they don't leave a voice message, I'm not picking the phone up. If you go around knocking on doors in parts of Reno and certain parts of the Washoe Valley, and you just go around knocking on door, I think there's a good chance you're going to get shot. That's a bit tongue-in-cheek, but it's not totally, because I think you are putting yourself at risk a little bit. I think it's just got a bit harder using the general. I think a few years ago, what you were saying, it was correct. You just need to get on the phone, or you need to go around knocking on doors. And I'm not saying that's totally wrong. I just think it's got a bit harder myself, Robert.
Yeah, and I agree. And we're going through a challenging real estate period right now. And so one of the things that I agree with that Agent Lee definitely epitomizes is, listen, John, when we are going through hard markets, we examine our basic skills and offers. And I'm doing the same thing for inbound REM. And then if everything else fails, you can go old school. Like, I'm considering starting up a phone room right now. And I've avoided that. I'm an inbound marketing company. I didn't want to be back to being a telemarketing company. But you know what? I know it works. There's no doubt it works. If you reach out to enough people, you can sell stuff. That's it. You can. It may take more effort. I agree with you 1,000%. But to say that it doesn't work at all is a fallacy. It just takes more effort. And all great entrepreneurship, great businesses, great wealthy people, it started somewhere, somehow, with somebody having a lot of determination to do the basic thing, you know, and it will still work if you decide.
Yeah, but on the other hand, being what I call the invisible agent won't help you. I think not kind of just ramming cards in people's hands, but going to as many free events as you're capable of going to and just telling people and just knowing your local real estate market, really knowing it well, educating yourself, using all the resources of a good brokerage provides, immersing yourself in your local market, and then going to everything, doing as many open homes. If there's open homes, you do it, and you're rock reliable, and you build your data list. Talking, going to any event that's looking for a speaker and just talking about your local, you know, doing all that. That is, to me, the plausible way of not becoming the invisible agent, becoming a real visible agent in your local market.
I agree with that 1,000%. I mean, the first thing to get people to want to contact you these days is to let people know you. And you've got a couple of ways to do it. You can do it, you know, with big, broad messaging tools like social media. And you can also do it the way that we've been talking about on this call, which is you can also just simply knock on a door, walk up to somebody, shake their hand, go to meetings, go to PTA meetings if you're a parent, go to every single thing that every other person in your social circle invites you to. I get invited to all sorts of weird stuff, barbecues and event announcements and other people launching businesses. And I can go on and on. The Rotary Club has tons of those. If you go to places where there are meetings that you are part of a membership or invited to, you have a natural reason to be there and thus a natural reason to talk to every single person in the room, giving you a prime opportunity, if you wanted to introduce yourself, tell a compelling story about who you are and what you do, and try to drum up enough of a relationship that even if the person in front of you can't do some business with you, then somebody else in the room can. Ryan Serhant talks about this shit all the time, like he's invented it. It's dumb. New York is just a place where you go out and have drinks with your friends. I've been there. I've lived there for a little while.
You do. But on the other hand, and I find a lot of agents struggle with this, they're going to check over your website. And if you've just got a crappy one page or a website that your brokerage provides, I just don't think that does it for you. Do you need a fully powered IDX, fully customized? Probably not. But you do need a good website presence, and you do need a presence on social media, even if you're doing all this other stuff that you've just described, because people will check you out, and they will connect through the website and through your social media. So you need a combined strategy. And I find a lot of agents don't have a combined strategy.
I want to add a new thought here. Combined strategies, I agree with. multi-platform strategies I agree with. And I agree very strongly that most data is collected on other platforms. So a brand new agent could probably get away with like Instagram, YouTube, and a Google business profile page and don't need necessarily need a website, which is shocking because I want to be clear with everybody. I sell websites. I make them. Okay, so I am literally telling you that there are times that, let's just pretend, John, that I gave my websites away for free. I would still say there are times and places in which an agent, depending on where they are in their career, may not need one. Where you do need an omni-channel website is when you are slightly established in your career and things are taking off and now you need a single place that talks just about you with no distractions. And in that circumstance, all of a sudden my advice changes and I go, you absolutely need a website. You need a destination point that connects all the spokes that we've just talked about, like the YouTube and the Google profile and the Zillow profile and the ActiveRain profile and the Medium, profile and all those places. You need a singular place where somebody can learn just about you. And then if they want to search for properties. I also think that IDX has changed in terms of priority. Like, do you need it and what's it supposed to do? I think that really, honestly, most people only use an agent IDX when they have a relationship with the IDX. That's what I'm seeing. I'm not saying that strangers don't do it. They do it. I'm just saying that I'm watching a shift in user behavior as we speak and that it is definitely changing in my opinion and that agents should just be aware of it. Let's try it.
I'm not saying you're wrong because it's just an opinion. I do disagree with you. Just I think when you are starting, you do need a website presence that you have full control over, and it just needs a good homepage, a good about us page, good photography, some decent photos of you, and contact details. Just the bare minimum. I'm not talking about going crazy. But it's just honest difference of opinion, but I think in general, we do agree.
We agree on most things. This is one of the few things that we may not necessarily agree on. But you know what, guys? Like, for all those people listening to the show, this is the challenge that you always have when you're seeking marketing advice. Even experts oftentimes don't necessarily agree with one another. So my advice is always the same. Get to know the people that you're taking your advice from and like take what works for you personally as a human being and discard the rest, including anything I say, including anything John says.
Well, you want to listen to Robert and more than me.
Including anything Tom Ferry says. Like, just figure out what works for you and stick with that. And let the rest go, because while we may know more than you on a subject, like Tom may know more about mindset and motivating people, and he knows a lot about it. He's very good at it. But honestly, how long has it been since he sold a piece of property? Fucking years, decades. So take it with a grain of salt. All right. I think we've done a great show. John, I think that you've really shown up. And you are the expert for sure in the research and like all these questions about new services. I think that if anybody had some questions, you would be a great guy to go to. And even if John sold you something, everybody, he's lowered his service price now down to $49 a month. You can't beat it. So how would people reach out to you?
Oh, thanks, Rob. Just go over to the mail-right.com website and have a look at what we got to offer. I think you'll be impressed with the package we've got. We've broken it up so the core is more affordable, and then we have other services that you can hire us for if you get to that stage. And just have a look, and then you can book a free chat with me on the website. Back over to you, Rob.
And go to inboundrem.com if you're interested in learning anything about how to market yourself in an ever turbulent market. And all my stuff is free. I do a lot of video. I've done about 150 videos to educate realtors on things like what's working for SEO. And
well, it's one of the biggest websites. It's just got a ton of information on your website now, haven't you?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for noticing, because I too have been trying to slowly but surely build everything out. Like, we talk about postcards. We talk about, like, if it's marketing for realtors, we probably, at this point, We probably have it on there.
I think it's one of the best resources on the internet when it comes to general information around marketing.
Wow.
For real estate, you know, you have invested a lot of time and energy on it.
Can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate that, John. Thank you very much. So inboundvolume.com is the place. You can go to the About Our Services page if you just want to know what we sell and how much it costs. But if you just want to learn stuff, just go to the blog. All right. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. I've been Robert Newman, and my partner has been Jonathan Dinwood. He is the master of all things mail-right.com. And we appreciate you listening to the show.